Using cognates to help with French pronunciation. First of all, what is a cognate? Cognates are words which are spelt the same way and have the same meaning. There are also false cognates which are spelt the same way but have a different meaning. They're sometimes called faux amis, false friends as well. Let's think of some French words that we use in English. Some of them have been around so long that you might hardly realise they are originally French words. For example, restaurant, garage, souvenir, ballet, matinee, café, gâteau. I'm going to put my French voice in now and read some French words. I want you to listen, especially for the stress. All of these words are cognates in English. Lion, éléphant, chalet, serpent, portrait, garage. Did you notice anything about the stress? In English we say lion, lion, elephant, éléphant, chalet, chalet, serpent, serpent, portrait, portrait, garage, garage. In English, we tend to stress the first syllable. In French, it's either the last syllable or sometimes it's more kind of evenly balanced between the syllables. A lot of French words have silent final letters. The most common ones like that are T and S. That includes all the plurals. C, X, and often an E in the end. Listen to these ones. Sport, serpent, excellent, important, sport, gâteau, lion, port, rouge. An ET in the end of a word is pronounced E. Think of ballet and chalet, ricochet. There's lots of other words like poulet in French too. EAU or EAUX is pronounced O. Think of as a model the word gâteau, château, plateau. A word about the circumflex, that's the accent over the A in gâteau and château. That often replaces an S in English, so think hôpital is hospital in English. EAU can be an L-E in English. The word for coat, manteau, is mantle in English. C-H can be a C in English. Cha is cat. Château, then, can work out how that becomes castle. C-H is a C. A circumflex is A-S. T is the same. E-A-U is L-E. So, château, castle. I said a moment ago, C-H is or a sh sound in French. It's never a ch or a k as in character. So, chalet, ricochet, château. French words that end in t-i-o-n or s-i-o-n are never pronounced sh. They're always sion or zion. So, station, télévision, attention. For letter H, it's always silent. If you mentally put your finger over an H and just pronounce it as if it's not there at all, you get hôtel, hamster, errant, hôpital. There are two kinds of H, however. Some are mute. L'hôtel, an hôpital. So you have L apostrophe for the and liaison between the an hôpital, an hôtel. There are others that are aspirated. That means you don't run them together. It's le hamster, un hamster, no liaison, le errant, un errant. An E acute changes the way you pronounce the letter E. The acute is the one that goes up from left rises to the right. That's an acute. And it's only ever on a letter E, and it always gives you an A sound. Think of the word cafe, which you've seen an acute on before. Start with something you're familiar with. And any other time you see an E acute, it's an A sound. So téléphone, éléphant, cinéma. Now we're going to have a shot at the nasal sound on. A nasal means you sort of sound it as if you've got the cold, that you're not breathing through your nose. Pinch your nose to help you if you want to try that. The on sound you get when you have the spelling A-N and E-N or A-M-B or E-M-B. Your mouth is wide open and you say on. So you get accent, serpent, excellent, important, septembre, hamburger. Another nasal sound you get with the combination of letters O-N, it's different from the previous one. Your mouth is rounded and you say O, so it comes out like O. Not O, which was the last one, O. Can you hear a difference? O, O. We're wanting to go for O, and we get it in Lyon, poison, bâton, version. Finally, a word about false cognates. These are the words that look like they're English words, but they actually mean something different. And a couple of examples. Une prune is not what you think. It's a plum. A prune is un pruneau. Une place is a square. La chance means luck, as in bonne chance. Alors, je vous souhaite bonne chance en apprenant le français. Au revoir. À plus.